So a holosystolic murmur that increases in intensity with expiration refers to mitral regurgitation, okay? If they were to say a holosystolic murmur that increases in intensity with inspiration, that refers to tricuspid regurgitation. When you inspire, you decrease intrathoracic pressure. That enables increased venous return to the right heart, so you accentuate right-sided murmurs. But you're also increasing pulmonary vascular compliance or pulmonary vascular pooling of blood, which momentarily decreases flow of blood from the pulmonary veins to the left heart. So when you inspire, you'll decrease the intensity of left-sided murmurs. When you expire, it's the opposite. So expiration will increase left-sided murmurs. So once again, a holosystolic murmur that increases with expiration, that refers to mitral regurgitation, whereas tricuspid regurgitation would increase with inspiration. A ventricular septal defect is also a holosystolic murmur, but it does not notably increase with expiration. It will present three ways in NBME USMLE questions classically. They will say a holosystolic murmur at the left sternal border that has a palpable thrill or heave. That's one way. The second is holosystolic murmur at the left sternal border with a diastolic rumble. Or they'll say holosystolic murmur, left sternal border with left atrial enlargement. That's how a VSD will present in vignettes. Pulmonic regurgitation and aortic regurgitation, both of those will be holodiastolic murmurs, heard throughout diastole, not systole. So aortic valve is on the left side of the heart. That would increase with expiration. And pulmonic regurgitation on the right side of the heart, and that would increase with inspiration. That's it.